Larry in London. Welcome once again to Border Crossings here on VOA Television. We have with us today a singer-songwriter who has a brand new album out. It is an EP, and we're going to be talking to Mackenzie Grant this hour. Mackenzie was from Syracuse originally. She now calls Nashville home. We'd like to welcome Mackenzie Grant. It's great to have you on the show, Mackenzie.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, some artists take a couple years off in between albums. You took 15 years in between albums. That's kind of a long, long wait for your sophomore album.
Yes, it is. I had kids were part of that. I have three amazing kiddos, but I also I took a break from basically the music business when I had the kids. I got kind of burnt out with the business industry side of it. And then went to pursue another passion of mine, which is social justice and working with children and families and education. And so I went back to school and got a master's degree in professional school counseling and did that for a while. And then when the pandemic hit, I was already thinking of taking a break from that. And I started writing these songs, and I called up my friend, Phil Dubnick, who is a producer in town, and said, you know, I just want to record these songs. And we recorded them, cut to, a few months later, I signed a record deal with Blackbird record label in LA. So it was very,
wow. Well, that's the whole story there.
It was crazy.
You just told your story.
That's the 15 year break story.
Wow. So in all of 5 minutes, that was 15 years. Now, yeah. I do want to ask you, let's go back a couple of things. You said you have three kids. And mm-hmm. from what I read is you have quite an age span. You have a high schooler and a middle schooler and a preschooler.
Yes. So she's now in kindergarten. But yeah, I have a high schooler, a middle schooler, and a kindergartner. And my boys are from my first marriage, and we divorced about 13 years ago. And so I remarried, had another child. And so, so a lot happened in those 15 years, you know, personally for me. So it's kind of crazy to have
wow.
every developmental experience you could imagine having at the same time.
Yes. Well, I have two that are 10 years apart, so I totally get it, but
yeah.
Wow, that's a handful, three, and you're working as a counselor as well.
Yeah.
How does raising children and working with children affect your songwriting, come into play with what you do professionally?
Working with kids is, it's so healing for me. It's just like, it's as much of a passion and joy for me as music is. And, it's odd. I get kind of, you know, I go into the same zone with both things. The counseling work that I had been doing prior to taking a break and working on music, I was working with one of the most underserved populations in Nashville. It has the highest incarceration rate, highest poverty level. And I was working with very young children dealing with a lot of generational trauma and, you know, their families. And so it was really difficult to work with kids who were so high need and then come home to my kids who really had everything. So it was hard for me. And I basically, you know, got burnt out at a certain point, because I could tell it was hard for me to be home with my own kids and be present for them. So, this album, these songs really were a way of me kind of processing all of that and being able to transmute it into something resilient and inspiring and hopeful. And it really did that for me.
I want to get a little therapy right now. Would you sing a song for us?
Sure, sure.
Okay, tell me about the song you're going to do.
Okay, so this song is called All of This. And this was the first song that I wrote, pretty much. And it's the first song on the album. But it's the first newest song that I wrote. And it's about being okay with holding the dark and the light at the same time. So holding space and acknowledging and honoring a lot of the pain I was seeing, and also honoring a lot of the joy and beauty that I was seeing, and being able to hold all of it and take it all in and express those things myself. Being okay with my shadow side and the sides that I'm, you know, more proud of, that we have to be okay with all of it and owning all of it. And, you know, owning the parts of us that we ourselves that we don't, you know, like as much. And so that's what that song is about, is kind of being able to hold both realities at once.
All right. It's called All of This.
All of This.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's listen to it. Here is Mackenzie Grant, All of This, from the new EP, which is called Wonderworld.
In my mind, I've written this like a thousand times, and there's so many others who could do it better. Not at my best, maybe I'll never be, but with some years behind me, I'm starting to see a lot of the wrongs I put on you were my own. All of the pain I push away still comes home. What am I supposed to do?
Crossings, and that's All of This. We're with Mackenzie Grant, and the new EP is Wonderworld. Now, how would you describe your sound? I mean, what would you say your music, what lane does it fit into, if you had to put it in a lane?
Yeah, I would say I think I'm a singer-songwriter, first and foremost. You know, in the vein of, you know, James Taylor and Joni Mitchell and Jackson Brown, a lot of those folks, just kind of those are the people who inspired me. And, and I always think that singer-songwriters write from personal perspective and write from their personal passions and what they believe in. So, so I would say I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm more Americana, so kind of pop, folk, country, all mixed together, okay. Which is Americana. And Americana has become such a broad genre that is, I'm so proud to be part of group of artists, who are, kind of collecting, music from all different, you know, genres to make into something uniquely American, and our own. So
well, that's well stated, because I always ask, what does Americana mean? Mm-hmm. When I talk to an artist who says I perform Americana, because we're broadcasting to an international audience in 100 different mm-hmm. countries worldwide. Mm-hmm. And you hear the term, everybody mm-hmm. kind of has a handle on what pop music is. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about Americana, what does it mean? But you mentioned that it's a variety of genres, a variety of sound. Yeah. And when you listen to today's music and you compare it to the music of the 70s, and I was a child of the 70s as well. I grew up in that era and started my radio career in the 70s when FM came out, and it mm-hmm. was the Eagles and Carole King and Fleetwood Mac and that sound. So tell me, as far as the music that you've experienced, how do you feel when you listen to what's out there today versus what you were inspired by?
I am a big fan of what's out there today. And I, across genres, I love, there's a lot of really young artists that I just love, and I love what they're doing. I listen to a lot of hip hop and rap and, world music. Especially having teenagers myself, mm-hmm. They like to hear stuff that I know they'll play me something like J. Cole or something, and I'll go, that sounds like, and then I'll pull up something from, De La Soul or something. And so I'm very excited about new music and pop music. And I think there's a lot of folks out there who are, doing really innovative, interesting things. Mm. And I like that the boundaries between genres are really being blurred now. And I love, when I hear a hip hop artist bringing in folk sampling or Celtic music or any of that, it's just like, I think that's incredible. So yeah, I think there's a lot of that still happening.
Would your kids say you're a cool mom, or would they go, oh, mom, which one is it? What do you get from the kids? I mean, mom's in music, mom, talking J. Cole here, talking rap, hip hop. What does a high school student think of mom? And
right. My own kids, I wouldn't say they think I'm cool. They think I am palatable and enjoyable.
Mackenzie Grant is our guest here on Border Crossings, and Wonder World is the name of her new album. So are you going to do another song for us now?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's this one called?
Okay, this one's called Coffee and Wine, and it's about my going through a divorce and kind of getting to the place where you realize, and really in any relationship, when you realize that, even you can do everything right and try your hardest and it can still not work, and, kind of coming to terms with that and just kind of how you've coped in a relationship.
So, coffee and wine,
coffee and wine.
All right. Sounds like an interesting combination. Here's Mackenzie Grant. Let's check it out. Coffee and Wine.
I keep assessing. I keep surveying. I keep amassing. All our days, all the coffee and the time. I drink the coffee to stay awake. I drink the wine to dull the pain. And I'm looking back across our time. All the coffee and all the wine. I wish I had stronger brew, a higher proof to make it through, to forget that I once knew how it felt to be loved by you. I'm navigating, hesitating, formulating a history. All the coffee and all the wine and all the ways we pass the time. All the coffee and all the wine and all the ways we pass the time.
Border Crossings, and that's coffee and wine, not necessarily on my breakfast menu, but it's a song about the struggles of a divorce. And, you know, and I know Adele has been talking about her new album and how her divorce impacted the album. You go through painful times, difficult challenges, and sometimes songs come out of those experiences, and I guess that's the case here with this particular song. Mackenzie Grant is our guest, and I would be interested to know, when you put out your first album 15 years ago, mm-hmm. and you've gone through all of these experiences and working with kids and the counseling and the challenges that counseling a group of children who are coming from a low-income area and have other issues going on in their lives, how do you think the first album and the second album are different, or are they not different?
Oh, well, I think they are similar in that I really write from my own personal truth that I feel are universal truths. So I think the first album was about me becoming a new mom and about you know, looking at my own parents in a different way. And I think they're just, those are just kind of universal things that we can all relate to, being a parent, thinking of our family of origin differently, and just how our lives change over time. So I think that kind of was a snapshot of me then. And this is a snapshot of me now. And, I feel very much like the things that I've written about are things we can all relate to. So, So I think, with doing the counseling, it really kind of broke down any walls or, you know, this kind of self-critical voice that I had for so long, that would edit me as I was writing and, you know, well, is that good enough? Is that, and honestly, after working in counseling, you know, teaching kids to be brave enough and confident enough to be their authentic selves, it really helped me. It taught me too. And so in writing, it was just like, I need to be authentic and as authentic and real as possible in all of this. And, it just freed me to be able to write without this overly critical voice.
In our last few minutes, can you do another song for us?
Absolutely.
What's this one called?
This is called Putting Down Some Things. Mm-hmm. And it's about kind of what I was talking about earlier with losing that voice in my head that was so critical and harsh on myself, and learning to love myself, warts and all, kind of thing, and putting down all of that negative, self-talk and energy that I had for so long, and being okay with really, really loving myself and allowing myself to be okay with myself. And so that's putting down some things.
Put down some things. Here's Mackenzie Grant on Border Crossings.
Putting down some things I don't need anymore. Waking up from a dream that was not my own. Walking into the day with the weight off my shoulders. Put down some things I don't need anymore. Gotta trust and believe that there's a kind of way to talk to myself, make it through another day. Just another hour, maybe just another moment, but it'll be a moment I can see clear-eyed. As I'm putting down some things I don't need anymore, waking up from a dream that was not walking into the day with a weight off my shoulders. Put down some things I don't need anymore. Your voice can feel so far away when no one wants to hear the words you say. But I do, I can hear some things I don't need anymore. Waking up from a dream that was not my own. Walking into the day with a weight off my shoulders. Put down some things I don't need anymore.
Border Crossings, Mackenzie Grant, and Put Down Things.
Putting down some things.
Putting down some things. I do that all the time. I'm putting down some things. But Mackenzie Grant's with us, and Wonderworld is the name of the new album. And you're classically trained. You went to the Berklee School of Music, I read. And then you originally started off as a songwriter there in Nashville.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I was.
And you decided you wanted to get in front of the microphone and sing the songs.
Yeah, I in Boston, I got the attention of a producer here in Nashville, and he said, have you ever thought about coming to Nashville? And I was not, I hadn't really, but I came and visited and fell in love with it and stayed, and really, really liked a lot of the songwriters here that I connected with. And then, I one of the quickest ways to get your songs heard is to just get up and do them. So that's what I did.
What do you think you're better at, songwriting or singing?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess technically I would say singing, only because I studied voice for a long time. Learning how to use my instrument, is something that, was for my whole life, from, my parents encouraging me to teachers and whatnot. So, and I honestly always feel like I could always be a better writer. I like my voice, and I think it's hard to improve on anyone's voice, you know, as it is naturally. And so, I think, you know, I'm always okay with my voice. My songwriting, I feel like I'm still learning and a student. So,
well, it's very nice to meet you and to hear you sing, you know, on our show live, and to be able to get to know you. There's so many more questions I could ask, and so much more, I'm sure, as we peel away the layers of the onion, but unfortunately we're out of time. But I did want to say thank you, and also ask if there's a website or social media site, or where do people go to connect with Mackenzie Grant?
Yeah. So I'm MackenzieGrant.com on the, you know, that's my website. You can really find everything there, on my YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, I am MackenzieGrant.music. And that's also on Facebook. So that's where you can find me.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Mackenzie Grant, for joining us today. Really appreciate it. The new EP is called Wonder World. It's Mackenzie Grant. It's available on Spotify and iTunes, and you can get it just about anywhere you can find music these days. My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.